Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met yet, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years now, leading professional development for educators and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. This fall, you'll hear a combo of educator interviews and quick solo episodes where I share some favorite tips and ideas, including a few from my new book, EdTech Essentials. A quick reminder, head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. And if you're listening to this episode on a podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, you should see a link in the description that you can click on as you listen today with the show notes and all the resources mentioned in this episode. This episode is sponsored by Levered Learning, a 21st century instructional system for elementary math, created by educators to provide just the right level of support and challenge for every student. Levered gives teachers the ability to create personalized learning paths using real-time data on student progress, tools to support intervention and enrichment. Levered's individualized online math curriculum is proven to increase learning growth by 70% on state testing in the first year of implementation. Learn more at levered.com. This week's podcast is titled Exploring the World with Virtual Field Trips, an EdTech Essentials Spotlight. Similar to episodes 129 on how to help students better navigate digital spaces and 132, which was 5 tips for curating resources, this includes some highlights from my new book, EdTech Essentials, the top 10 technology strategies for all learning environments. Now, if you listen to those two episodes, you know that the one on navigating digital spaces was inspired by chapter 1 of my book, and that the episode on curating resources was inspired by chapter 2 of the book. So as you might be able to guess, today's episode explores one of the topics in chapter 3. Chapter 3's big word or focus, it's essential, is explore. And it includes ideas for exploring the world with virtual field trips and a short excerpt from the book. So let me know what you think about these episodes. I'm trying to do one every month or 6 weeks or so that give a different angle or some insight into what happens in each of the 10 chapters, main chapters of the book. So let me know on social. Take a screenshot if you like this episode and post it up on Instagram or somewhere. That'll just let me know that these essential spotlights are helpful. I've got plenty of more interviews with educators popping up later this year, so stay tuned for those too. But let's dive into the content for today around virtual field trips and exploring the world. The idea of incorporating virtual reality into a lesson might appear like a heavy lift, but it also might be more doable than it seems on the surface. There are so many ways to spark student curiosity and provide space for students to wonder about the world around them. Maybe it's using 360 panoramas or interactive maps or even 360 video. All of this type of media can help students explore the world around them. Now, there are a handful of great places to find free, high-quality content to share with students. Google Arts and Culture is a fantastic spot. That's one of my go-to places. If you listen to my episode with Eric Kurtz, we talked a little bit about it. I've been toying with the idea of doing a blog post or episode around some of my favorite things about Google Arts and Culture, but that's really one of my go-to places because it's a lighter lift than, say, needing an Oculus or some sort of headset. You can actually bring up or show off these virtual reality style experiences on an interactive whiteboard, on a computer, on a Chromebook, on an iPad, really whatever you have access to that is connected to the internet. So this could include exploring spaces from Machu Picchu or the Grand Canyon. I love those two, and I'll link to them in the show notes notes for today. Those are just two of the many examples on that particular platform. So you could take students on a field trip to a faraway place, one that you would just never go to because it presents a logistical challenge, or even to preview a place before you actually go there with a group of students that might appreciate that first look, or who might get overwhelmed by going into a new space and need a little bit more context. So I'm going to share with you a quick excerpt from my new book, EdTech Essentials. And in this section, I share tips for how to use virtual field trips to foster curiosity. It includes a few strategy ideas that you can customize for your specific learning environment, your grade level, your content area, your student needs. So let's dive into this quick excerpt from the book. Providing opportunities for students to explore the world fosters their curiosity. As a classroom teacher in New York City, I loved taking students on field trips, and each year we covered a lot of ground. The list of memorable trips is long, with destinations ranging from the intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum and the American Museum of Natural History to the South Street Seaport and Museum of Modern Art. One of the most memorable field trips my class of fifth graders took was to the Central Park Zoo, the year we started a composting effort in our classroom. As we entered an exhibit hall with plants and animals from the rainforest, one of the students said to me, "It smells just like the composting bin." And she was absolutely right. The humidity and the fresh soil smelled just like the contents of our class compost bin when we lifted the lid. Providing students with experiences that allow them to explore their world is essential, but it is not possible to physically take them to every place that connects to your curriculum or their interests. The term virtual field trip can refer to many things, including a virtual reality experience in which students wear a headset and turn around as they look at a new place from different angles. It could also mean creating a playlist for students with video clips they can watch to learn about a place. The big idea is simple. Give students a chance to learn about and explore a place they cannot visit or have not visited in person. For example, in an elementary classroom, you might open up a panoramic image of a pond on a student tablet or an interactive whiteboard. As you talk to students about the life cycle of a frog, and they can see the color of the pond and imagine tadpoles swimming beneath the surface. This is something I've done with elementary school age students using Nearpod and their virtual reality integration. In a middle school classroom, you might study tessellations with students and send them the link to an interactive walking tour outside the Louvre Museum in Paris. They can move around the Louvre Pyramid and see how tessellations form this massive structure. In a high school classroom, you might have students use a virtual reality headset to walk through parts of the Grand Canyon or Monument Valley. They can see different types of rocks, better understand the scale of these spaces, and make connections to a unit of study on national parks and the Works Progress Administration in a social studies class, or to a geology unit in an earth science class. The purpose of these explorations can be manyfold. You may want students to ask questions for further inquiry related to upcoming research projects, or you might want them to write journal entries and reflect on new things they learned and possible connections to lingering or even unanswerable questions. Having students record their thoughts about an experience can help them extend their questions to other parts of their lives and make them more discerning consumers of content. Asking questions or wondering about something in this way might not come naturally to students. This does not mean they are incapable of asking questions or not curious. It may just mean they are not used to verbalizing and sharing their wonderings aloud. Students might also hesitate to share if they do not feel comfortable or safe in a particular environment. Creating an open and non-judgmental space that values questions, even those without an answer, is essential for students of all ages. So that was a quick peek at chapter 3 of the book, just a quick excerpt on the section talking about exploration and virtual reality. So let's bring it back to what you might do with this sort of information, this sort of experience. And you might ask yourself, how can you ensure that these virtual reality experiences are actually purposeful. And in one of my very first episodes of the Easy Ed Tech podcast, it had to have been like 2, 3, or 4 that early on, and on a blog post on my site, I'll link to it in the show notes, I shared a handful of discussion prompts. And I think having these discussion prompts ready to go before you even share a link with students is really important to just getting them all focused in. So you might ask students to share some of the things that they notice as they explore a new space, or share specific questions like, what might be missing from this shot? Or what do you think it smells like? A virtual reality experience can really help provide background knowledge or extend a lesson. And when used strategically, a virtual field trip can help students wonder, ask questions, and become curious about the world. Now, I shared Google Arts and Culture as an example. I mentioned Nearpod quickly in that excerpt. So there's a lot of places that you can go to for some high quality VR content. If you have a favorite, tell me about it. Tell the world about it. Tweet out a link to this episode, share a screenshot of you listening to this episode on your Instagram stories, wherever feels good, send me a message. Let me know about your favorite places to find this kind of content. So let's make this EdTech easy and finish up with a couple tips like we do on every episode. First, provide space for students to wonder about the world. Next, explore 360 panoramas and interactive maps. Then, ask questions to prompt a discussion. Finally, choose virtual reality that helps build background knowledge. Remember, you can find the show notes for this episode with all of the resources and tools I mentioned today by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 138. A big thank you to our sponsor, Levered Learning, for this episode. No matter what the school year tosses our way, Levered Systems Level approach to teaching and learning will be key to building back with an accelerated learning path for every student. If you'd like to learn more about how Levered can impact your teacher satisfaction and student impact, email info@levered.com and ask for the Digital Promise Brief. Did you like today's episode? Well, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically so you don't miss a thing. And if you think a friend or colleague would enjoy the tips from today, send them a text with the link to today's episode. And if you share on social media, don't forget to tag me @ClassTechTips. I just might have something special for you. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for next week's new episode.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.